A group of Southeast Native organizations has created a legal defense fund to protect subsistence rights. One of the first cases for the Alaska Subsistence Defense Fund will be the trial of State Senator Albert Kukesh and three other men charged with overfishing their subsistence sockeye permits near Angoon this summer. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Senator Kukesh and three other men, Rocky Estrada, Scott Hunter, and Stanley Johnson, were cited by state troopers on July 12th for possessing a total of 148 sockeye in Kanalshku Bay on Admiralty Island. The 73 fish over the limit were seized by troopers and distributed at the Angoon Senior Center. Kukesh and the others were each fined $500. They pleaded not guilty this past August in an Angoon district court normally presided over by Kukesh's daughter, Magistrate Elaine Kukesh. Superior Court Judge David George has been assigned the case in her stead. Bob Loescher is the subsistence chairman of the Alaska Native Brotherhood's Grand Camp Committee, which is spearheading the legal defense fund. Loescher says the defendants have decided to challenge the state's authority to enforce subsistence regulations on federal lands.
We believe in the defendants that believe that the state of Alaska does not have jurisdiction to undertake the management or enforcement of subsistence on Admiralty Island. And so the motions have been filed to dismiss and also to enjoin the state of Alaska from implementing Title 8 of ANILCA on Admiralty Island. Also, we've asked the attorneys to make motions to transfer the case to the federal court.
The organizers of the Legal Defense Fund consulted with many of the relatively small pool of experts in Indian law in the state. No one contacted for this story was available to go on record and speak to the merits of the argument regarding the state's jurisdiction. One expert not involved in the case suggested that the removal to a federal court requested by the defendants was rare. Usually, there has to be a conflict of state and federal law, a difference in the amount of fish allowed, for instance, or a conflict in boundaries. Since no such conflict exists, this may be just a test of the legitimacy of dual management, the state's enforcement of federal subsistence rules. That's the way Senator Kukesh sees it.
I'm in a state court with a state citation with a state judge and they interpret state law. I really think that there's going to be a time I'm going to have to pay the $500 fine, but as far as I'm concerned, we got the feds to look at it, we got the feds to do the review, we have them agree that subsistence is broken in Alaska. They agreed that we look at the Federal Subsistence Board and try to revamp that. We've got everything we wanted because people focused on our little case in Angoon and realized that subsistence was broken.
Kukesh says he has no plans to introduce any legislation this coming session to address the conflict in subsistence management in the state. He agrees with Bob Loescher that now is the time for subsistence users to put their energy into the recently reinvigorated Federal Subsistence Management Review.
The timing is very important. This is a real opportunity that's been given to the Alaska Native community to find a way for the federal government to properly implement Title 8 of ANILCA subsistence on federal lands of Alaska, which covers the greatest part of Alaska.
The Alaska Subsistence Defense Fund was seeded with $10,000 by the Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand Camp. Sea Alaska, Inc., which is chaired by Senator Kukesh, also contributed startup funding, along with the Tlingit and Haida Central Council. The nonprofit will also do advocacy work on behalf of subsistence. A separate organization was formed by the ANB at the same time. The Traditional Food Security Council will support education and awareness about subsistence issues in Native communities. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.